Addison Ealer of the East Zacher Raiders joining us here today as she has made it official that she is going to be heading to Northwestern at college to continue her volleyball career and continue to be a Raider. I tell you what, Addie, congratulations. Appreciate you joining us here today.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Does it feel pretty good to have that done and out of the way?
Yeah, it was a very heavy weight to carry, especially, you know, you have other schools reaching out to you and you're like, I don't know what I'm going to do, but finally was able to make a decision, so that feels pretty great.
How long did this stretch out for you? Was this something that you carried for quite a while?
Yeah. I'd say 3-4 months.
So it's...
I was contacted last spring, so it, I guess even longer than that, but yeah, it lasted a while.
How tough of a choice was it, and what swung it Northwestern's direction?
It was a very, very, very tough choice, and I'm happy I chose Northwestern, but the reason why I chose them, obviously, they're a great program. My dad teaches up there, my sister goes there, and I'm just really familiar with the school, and I really like the school, and the program's great, and I'm just super excited.
Was it hard going and looking at other schools with so much family there, or was that something that you really wanted to do, is make sure you looked at all your different options?
I really wanted to look at all my options. Obviously, it's nice having family there, but that really wasn't that big of a deal to me.
So it didn't come down to family. What was kind of the key factor for you then, in what it was along with the program? Is, does it have your major and all of those type of things as well?
Yeah, it does. But the deciding factor for me was when I was able to practice with them. I would say when early November-ish. I can't really remember the date exactly, but I went up there and I practiced with them, and everything just, I was like, yep, this is the school for me. I love, all the teammates were amazing. Like, they're just incredible. The coaching was incredible. Like, I was just like, yep, I want to be a Red Raider.
Had you had a chance to get to know the girls prior to that, or was it really that day where you really got to know them?
That day I really got to know them.
Now, you said this process started a while back. Who were the schools you were reaching out to, and what schools started really showing interest in you early on in the recruiting process?
BVU was a really huge one. He reached out to me last spring, and I went to a couple of their camps, and I did get to know the players pretty well. He's an amazing coach, but ultimately, I just wanted to be challenged. Not saying that they're not a very good program, but I knew Northwestern would challenge me to be the best volleyball player that I can be.
Did you go see any other schools, and what schools were those?
I visited BV and Northwestern, but I did talk to Briarcliff Central. A couple schools up in Minnesota reached out to me, but that's pretty far, and I didn't want to be that far away from home, but yeah.
So was that a little bit of a factor then for you? Was distance from home?
Yeah. You know, my mom and my dad, they support me 100% with everything I do, and they love to come watch me play. Obviously, I know they're not going to make it to every single game because it's an hour and a half away, but I know, like, they'll try their best. And being able to come home is, like, really important to me because, you know, you go through rough periods sometimes. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just need your family to lead on.
It sounds like very close with your family. How did that develop?
Kind of throughout sports, I'd say, especially high school. You know, they try to make it to everything. My mom, she drove me to practices when I couldn't, when I was younger, and she really loves the game, of like all the games, I guess, I play and all the sports, and she's just really been my rock through everything because sometimes being in all those things, you lose yourself a little bit because you're just so caught up in everything. But, yeah, she's really been my rock through everything.
He says your dad as well teaches up at Northwestern. Tell us a little bit about what he teaches, and is that going to be a class that you're going to be involved in?
Yeah, I probably will take a couple of his classes. He teaches chemistry up there, and I'm going for bio and human health, so... yeah, I'll probably end up taking a couple of those classes.
Let's talk the education part of it then. Where did you kind of get interested in that for a major?
I always have liked science, and English, not so much. I find it really boring. But science to me has always come easy, and my dad's a scientist. My sister's going to be a scientist, so it's always, I guess they could say it runs in the family, but it's always been my interest.
What kind of directed you to this part of science? Because it's such a big area in science. What kind of led you into this area?
Well, I took HAP this year and I really, really enjoy it and I really like helping people. So I knew that was the field I wanted to be in, was being able to help people, but also, be in the sciences and be able to, help ultimately.
Let's swing it back over to the sports side of things here real quick, Addie. As you started kind of getting letters and calls and texts from college coaches, what was kind of that first reaction and response for you? Was it a surprise or were you like, okay, I really anticipated hearing back from some people?
It was definitely a surprise. I've heard throughout my high school career that I was definitely going to be able to play collegiate ball, but you never really think that. Especially with me, I'm really hard on myself, so it's a lot of like, I got to keep doing this, I got to keep getting better, but you just have to take a step back and realize like you are good enough. And that's been one of like the key things the past couple seasons that I realized is like, no matter what, like God's always with you and you are good enough.
When did you know that you wanted to play volleyball in college?
Oh, as a little girl, I grew up watching it. I was like, wow, this is so cool. But I think probably my freshman year, I really, started varsity due to a senior injury. I was like, holy crap, like, I'm kind of good at this. So then I did USA and all that stuff. And then junior year hit. Sophomore year was a little tougher just mentally. But junior year hit, and I was like, we had a great season. I love my teammates. Kate and Kenna were huge, huge influences. And when I saw Kate move on to college ball, I was like, yeah, I want to do the same.
Do you stay in touch with them too quite a bit?
Yeah,
What are those
definitely.
conversations like, especially with Kate, who's playing at the next level already?
We haven't talked a lot, but I know in the summer she came to our open gyms and she helped out a lot. And, obviously, I think she was nervous, as anyone would be, but those conversations went really well, and she asked me about like if I'd like to play, and then we kind of talked about like the recruiting process. And obviously, we went to the same club, so we saw each other a lot. Not just conversational wise, but we played a lot together. And watching her throughout my high school career has really inspired me because I think she's a great player.
Where do you think you've grown as a player? And did some of that come from maybe picking some things that you saw Kate do well and working on those areas of your game?
I think I've grown in leadership and mental strength my past 4 years at ESAC. And with Kate, I really wanted to embody. She had great court vision to me. Like, she knew where to place the ball. And obviously, I think club helps a lot with that because you just spend more time on the court and you're able to read the block better because you've had more time. So that was one thing I really focused on this year, was being able to read the court in those moments where I thought she did last year for us.
What was it like having to become a leader with this year's team?
There were some struggles, frustration, but ultimately I wouldn't change it for a thing, and it helped me grow. I think it helped my teammates grow, and it's just made me a better person.
I know the season not been over for that long, about a month now. Have you had a time to reflect back on that high school career a little bit? You're going to be, going down as one of the all-time greats in ESAC volleyball history in the record books. Has that sunk in a little bit yet?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'm gonna miss it, and I knew that. I know last game, couple, you reflect those last couple points, it's probably not gonna lean your way, and ultimately your career is gonna come to an end no matter what happens. But I have had time to reflect on it, and I'm really proud of myself, and I'm really proud of my team, and I'm just so thankful that I was able to be a part of this program.
When you started playing volleyball, did you ever think that your career would take off the way it did?
No. Going back to mental challenges and mental struggles, I guess as a teenage girl, you never like really think you're good enough. it's sad to say, but you kind of grow up in like a society where it's kind of hard, and you have other kids, you have teenage boys, you have all those factors playing into your head, not just sports. But I'm really happy. Everything that I've been through has led me to the path I am on right now.
And it sounds like you've had a great family and some great friends there as support to help you through the tough times.
Yeah, they've been great.
Now, you've also
Along with
mentioned.
coaches.
Yeah.
Sorry, along with coaches.
Not a problem.
Yeah, they've all been great.
You mentioned one other time that you've kind of grown to love some other sports. So, how much did being active, most of the year round and all year round, kind of help you fight through some of those tough times as well?
Yeah, it's awesome, especially the girls that have been with you like through all of it, like Kendall. I mean, she's not in soccer, but she's in four sports just like me, and mental struggles, and you're able to kind of lean on each other, and they've helped me grow into the people I am today. My class and my teammates are just amazing people, and I wouldn't want to have done it with anyone else.
So with Northwestern on the visit, besides getting to play with the girls and kind of learn about them, what was your favorite part of the campus and the trip?
It's a really nice campus. They have a really nice facilities all around, and everything's kind of like integrated together. So you kind of have like the main part, and then all around it's kind of the building. So you're going to see a lot of people, and it's a great community up there. And I think that was a big aspect, along with faith and the chapel. And I was able to attend services with my sister, and I got to watch her play in concerts up there, and I just think it's a great, great community and a great environment, and I would like to be a part of that.
Where do you feel you need to get better as a volleyball player heading into your college career?
I like to say everything. Obviously, I always want to improve on every skill. Blocking, I think, is going to be a huge thing. I was in the middle of my sophomore year. I was in the middle in club, and that really helped me a lot. But this year, especially school ball, I didn't really have to block as much. So I was kind of lacked, not lacked, but I wasn't like as much into it as I used to be. But I think that's a big factor. And obviously, you're going against a lot taller girls. So yeah, got to get my vert up, I guess.
What do you feel your role can be as a freshman with Northwestern?
I think I'm gonna push people, and I'm gonna push myself. I'm very competitive, and I'm gonna go for that, like those spots. And I think it's not gonna be just me. I know people coming in and people that already been there. We're all gonna challenge each other. I think that's what makes Northwestern so great. Is when I practiced with them, it wasn't like there was just standout players. I think everyone is just they're great, great players and great people. And I think they push each other every day. I think that's why they have a very successful program.
Well, I tell you what, it has been an absolute pleasure to watch you grow up and play throughout your entire career. I'm glad I've got, a couple of more sports before you graduate and head off to Northwestern. And I'm going to look forward to
Yeah.
following you and your career up there and seeing how things go. So we appreciate all the time you've
Thank
given us.
you.
You bet with the Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network over the years. Congratulations on getting this decision done. And I'm sure I will see you at a basketball game here soon.
Oh yeah, I'm sure.
You bet. Addison Ehler again with the ESAC Raiders. She's going to stay a Raider. She's going to head to Northwestern College to play volleyball.